Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At the BAPS Hindu Mandir, I'm with Swami Brahma Viharji. Swamiji, so glad that you shared a few moments of your time with us today.
Now the privilege is mine. Thank you for being here.
It's a beautiful structure that you've created over here. So peaceful, so amazing. How long did the entire process take?
If you look at it from the point of view of time, the earliest prayers that our forefathers have done, that's been hundreds of years.
I can imagine.
But His Holiness Pramukh Swami Maharaj, when he said the prayer that may there be a temple in Abu Dhabi and may it bring countries, cultures and religions closer together, that was in 1997. But nothing really materialized after that. Mm-hmm. It was his prayers and blessings. Then with the friendship of UAE and India, as our Prime Minister and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, he and both of them became greater friends. The whole project emerged again. And in 2015, initially, we were announced that a land has been given. 2018, we actually got the land. Mm-hmm. 2019, we did the first foundations. Then came COVID, and you see all the challenges of the world. But where there is faith, and there is hope, and there is love, things emerge. So if you look at it, the project really began in 2019. Mm-hmm. But real construction on the ground has been done in less than 2 years.
Wow.
This entire temple and the complex that you see, which is destined to last thousands of years, has been done through the volunteers and love of the people.
It's a beautiful structure, and like you mentioned, that, you know, 2 years into the making of it, how did the entire concept come about? Because I remember in the press conference you mentioned 2.5 acres to 27 acres, and here we are.
It's all been a very natural evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, where there is love, there's no negotiation that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Where you do something which is beyond yourself, the whole world gets together to help you. So in a natural process, from 2.5 to 5 to 13.5 to now currently 27 acres of land, which has been gifted
mm-hmm.
because of the generosity of the rulers of UAE. But our idea was that when there has been such large-heartedness, let's bring the essence of Hinduism and Indian culture. So the idea was bringing in Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, then creating a temple of seven spires, which represents the unity of the seven emirates and our Hindu unity.
Mm-hmm.
Then bringing in all the different carvings of our scriptures, whether it's the Ramayana, the Shiv Puran, the Mahabharata, and stories from Bhagwan Swaminarayan. So this entire concept has come about because I strongly believe that first people build buildings
mm-hmm.
and then buildings build people.
It's an incredible line that you just mentioned, that people build buildings and then buildings build people. I'm sure that youngsters, kids who come to this temple, when they see these carvings, there are stories, there are narratives of the entire Ramayana in that one little plot, like a strip. And if you see every single thing, I could recollect the entire story of Ramayana. I'm sure that kids who come in here, will be now engrossed and curious about all of these stories that we've grown up to?
I think, you know, if you really look at the past, and if you can hear the past, it speaks.
It does.
But sometimes our present becomes too noisy that we don't hear the sounds. And I have personally felt that we've gone into the ancient civilizations. You know, there are stories from the ancient Arabian civilizations of King Suleiman, which have been carved on the temple. Right. Then from the Mayan culture, which talks about two friends who are always fighting and competing. And then they realize that in war we perish, in friendship we flourish. They get together and the kingdoms flourish. So all these stories which have been in our ancient civilizations and in our Hindu scriptures and the world, we have revived them in stone for thousands of years to remind the world, yes, we've had a glorious past, we can create a glorious future.
Glorious future, India and UAE coming together for this beautiful mandir over here. What do you think is the significance now going ahead for both these countries as far as partnerships are concerned?
I think in a world which is polarizing and we find the smallest of reasons to divide ourselves, unity of not just India and UAE, but any countries that get together, it's a signal to the world that yes, friendship and cohesion is the way forward. And perhaps harmony is the only future that we have. And I think it's a signal to the rest of the world that yes, two religions, two cultures, two communities, two countries can not just coexist, but can exist for each other.
When you say that, you know, it just reminds me of the website. The website is mandir.ae. Itself is a fabulous communication that you're putting in very subtly, but if someone actually goes into detail of it to see mandir.ae, isn't that a confluence of two cultures?
You know, I'm really stunned. I have never thought of it like that. And I really thank you for reminding me that, yes, but it's been so natural, spontaneous. And I think when, you know, like if each of us is really here to be happy, then to generate happiness is not a great distant thing. There's no rocket science. You are happy. You bring in children who are innocent and who do not have a baggage of the past, and they'll smile all the way long. And you bring all the adults and they carry so many things from the past. So it gets difficult. So I really wanted to say that yes, this mandir is bringing people together and the world together.
The world will confluence on the 14th of Feb. Who all can we expect coming in on the 14th of Feb?
Oh, of course, we have our Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Bhai Modi, who has not just been an inspiration, but he has continually guided. He believes in culture and spiritual values. So he's specially flying in to open the mandir. We have, you know, Mahant Swami Maharaj, our spiritual head, who will bless the ceremonies. We'll have the leadership of the UAE. And then in the next days, we'll have all the great saints and sages of India who will be visiting for the Day of Harmony. We have a Day of Peace. We have a Day of Values. We have a Day of Inspiration. So all on these days, different thinkers, leaders, and spiritual, cultural, and social will be coming together to add a lot of value to what we have created.
My one last question, and it is about the future of the world. We hear a lot about this term sustainability, but many a times we forget to understand that this term has a practical approach. Great to hear in lectures, but the practical approach is something that we've seen here at the mandir. Could you please shed some light on the sustainability factor of this term?
So basically, the core spiritual value of Hindu dharma, one of them is sustainability. That's why, you know, when you look at it, our seers and our scriptures and our enlightened people have always taught us how to live in harmony with nature, with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors. And that has been the idea behind this, have come together. Almost 60,000 people have come from all caste, country, creed and races and religion to place a brick for this temple. Wow. It's united. And not just human sustainability. We've also focused on the environmental sustainability, where the foundations of the temple are having minimum carbon footprint. And We've used, you know, natural resources, the stone. There's no steel being used. Even the wood that has been used here for all the furniture comes from repurposed simple crates, which we would have thrown away. But we've repurposed it to save trees and tell the world that, yes, we can change our lifestyles to help our planet.
I'm so glad that you spent some time with us today. I'm just blessed to be in your presence, blessed to be present at a time where we get to see the opening of this beautiful BAPS Hindu Mandir. Thank you so much, sir.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.